All right, this is the East Coast Connection. I'm on the phone with Dennis Field from Denmark Productions. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Sean.
So you work and you own, you operate Denmark Productions. Tell me a little bit about what Denmark Productions is and where you started.
Well, Denmark Productions was created back in 1988, showing my age again. But it was created for myself, my writing partner at the time, Mark Bryden. We came off the road from playing clubs, of course, and been doing that for about 9 years and decided we want to write our own material. And we started to do that, started to sell material. And about between 91 and 92, we started to get offers to record and produce other acts. And since then, it's pretty well history. And probably about 10 years ago, I took the company on as a solo project myself. And took it over and started to explore other avenues, recording many different styles of music, of course, and found that I really liked it more than I did writing songs myself.
Yeah, and I mean, by looking at your email signature, you have quite a lot of awards and recognition behind yourself.
Yeah, well, we've been blessed. The East Coast is full of a lot of great talent, and we've been blessed to be able to record and produce a lot of that, and and through the talent, we get recognized on the East Coast of Canada as being one of those studios, those go-to studios for indie artists and any independent people that are looking for a good quality recording and not spending a fortune, I guess.
Now, you mentioned talent on the East Coast. There is a lot of it, and that's what we're doing with this show, is trying to bring that talent to the people here on the West Coast.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the East Coast music scene and how it's kind of thriving at the moment and still growing strong.
Well, yeah, the East Coast, a lot of people recognize it as, I guess, being fiddle or being folk-related. And that's true. There's a very, you know, big population here that does that through Cape Breton and through the Atlantic region. But there's also, like, we have our jazz fest here every year, which is huge into jazz. And the rock and indie rock format is huge around here. You know, over the years, I've seen so many acts come through, and it's really a rock pop-oriented culture, right up to your metal and black metal guys that are doing some of the heavier stuff. And the venues over the years have gotten a bit more lenient that are letting these guys actually perform their original material live, which is great for cutting their teeth on a live performance and seeing how their songs react with a live audience. So there's a wide variety of music. I mean, today, for instance, in the studio, I've got a rap artist this afternoon, and I've got basically a Newfoundland rock band this evening. So you can tell that the variety and the scope of material that is on the East Coast is just amazing.
Now, you mentioned indie music, very important, and a project you've taken on over the last couple of years is one called Halifax Plugged In. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Halifax Plugged In was started, 97, 98. We were seeing a lot of great acts coming through the studio, and none of them really had the resources to put together a full-length either EP or CD, and then the resources to promote their music. And being a producer and a musician myself, I really hated seeing this music not be heard. So the first one was created just for that very reason, to get exposure for these acts, because we knew there was power in numbers. I mean, there's a lot of things like Battle of the Bands going on, and they're okay to a certain extent, but what we try to do with the Plugged In is that we make it sort of more of a family event that all bands are working together towards one cause, sort of like a co-op, if you will. And over the years, excuse me, the industry has really embraced these CDs. One, because from a standpoint of, and I'm a judge on that, the Junos and many other things, they get one CD and they get to hear 8 to 10 acts all in one sitting. And through our release shows that we have, we have the industry out to the venue, and they get to see these bands perform live, all in one venue, all done, you know, very quickly, very professionally. And the acts really get a sense of what it takes to record their material, to produce the material, along with, you know, getting the graphic designing done, all the way through to doing the release show, and then promotion of the product, which is so important, which a lot of bands forget about. We have them in the studio, they record, they mix, they master, we get the graphics done, we do the duplication, then they sit there, now what do I do with it? Because the promotion side of it is sometimes lost. So even from our studio, we try to teach them, and through the Plugged In series, and like we just finished Halifax Plugged In 9, so there is some success there. The public still want it. The band still want it. It's a win-win for everybody. All the bands get to sell the product, so every band is going into everybody else's band's basically clientele. So it gets to spread the word through everybody's band, plus through Denmark Productions, plus through talking to you today, and talking to many other venues. And over the last couple of years, we used to only have to have like one release show. Now we have many. We take the Plugged In on the road. We go to some smaller places besides Halifax, and we take it to these more rural areas, or even like we're probably heading up to New Brunswick as well this year with the Plugged In. It gives the bands even more exposure.
So for these bands that are on these compilations, would that have been probably their first experience in a professional recording environment?
For it's probably about 60% of them, yes. Some of them came, actually now they're coming to me specifically for the Plugged In. Some of them might already have releases, but for some of them, it's they're saying because of the benefits and the exposure they can get. I mean, the primary thing, and we've kept this true to the end, we will not take acts that are already well-established for the Plugged In because we feel they were overshine maybe some of the other acts. So we try to put it like it's an even playing field, and everybody can pick, who they really like themselves, without one band really overshining everybody else on the CD. And we've kept that since we started, and the formula seems to work because, no one is actually... And no one radio station just playing one act because that's the name they recognize, that's the name they've heard.
So how do you choose the bands that are represented on each compilation?
Most of them are coming through the studio through the run of the year. And we ask people to apply. And what I do personally, I do research them. I make sure that this is going to be beneficial to the band and that the band wants this and they're going to work for this. Also, too, is that, they understand that the material, the two songs that they're going to put on the CD, has to be, I don't like to say commercially viable. It's a bad word for the indie artist, but it has to be somewhat that it's a cross-blend of styles, again, that it's going to benefit them. There's some acts that I have not put on the Plugged In, and some of them have waited a couple of Plugged In series to come back, maybe when they're more ready. Because, again, we want the album to be professional. We want it to sound that it can be, compatible with anything out there in the indie market. And so far, we've kept that crossed. Like on Plugged In 9, there's 8 bands. Sometimes there's 10. It just depends on how much has come. Now, most of the bands come from Denmark Productions. They're coming through the studio in the run of the year. Other bands will contact me and say, look, we'd like to get on the project. And I'll go to their MySpace site or their Facebook site, and I'll listen to some stuff, and then I'll sit down and have a meeting with them and decide, if this is right for them and what they want to do. Because, again, the prime thing for Denmark Productions and why we've been around for 22 years is that we want to make sure that this band's going to be happy in the end. It was the right choice for the project, that the project is pushing forward in different realms. If you probably heard on some of the CDs, there's a wide variety of styles. And we don't make excuses for that. We tell people, like, the albums, it doesn't pigeonhole one style. There's many different styles on them. So the process is basically, we hear the bands, we think it's going to be beneficial for the bands, and if they're into it, then we're a go.
And I really enjoy these compilations. The one thing that I like about it is the fact that, like you mentioned in the latest one, the 9, you've picked 8 bands, but you get to hear 2 tracks from each band. So you don't actually just get to hear one, you get to hear, another one. So you get an overall feel of what the band can actually accomplish and represent.
Well, that's we thought it was vital for that because you can't say everything in one song, we feel. When bands are doing it, they usually have 2 sides to them or there are 2 different feels to them or they want to express themselves in a certain way. I mean, so the 2 songs... we try to keep it down to that the songs aren't like 6 or 7 minutes long, again, trying to make them viable. And that's part of the production process and arrangement process that I take on as the producer of the project. We try to make them that the songs are, ready to go and radio ready and ready for the public to take a good listen to what's happening on the East Coast. And it's a good representation of what is happening out here. The bands, they also get a bio in there so people can read a little bit about them, go to their websites, find out more about them, able to contact them, and we encourage that. And so it is good that everybody gets to hear 2 songs, definitely.
Well, it's definitely a great project that is promoting East Coast music, and I'm sure there's going to be many more plugged-ins to come. What's in the near future for Denmark Productions?
Denmark has gone through many transitions over the years. Obviously, this year coming up, we're looking for our big anniversary, Plugged In 10. Plugged In 5, we did that as an anniversary. That was quite huge for us, and a lot of things did happen. Plugged In 10, we're looking, for the far as the Plugged In side of it, more exposure. We're looking for more elements. We've had bands on from New Brunswick, Cape Breton before, but we're looking even for more of those elements, trying to get more of a feel of what's going on in the eastern region for that part of it, and to push the Plugged In forward. As far as Denmark Productions goes, it's always been our mandate that we're trying to bring this style of music, indie music, more to the professional forefront. So it's not cookie cutter music. These are bands that can express themselves, and we're just trying to make sure they express themselves in a way that they don't get overlooked, because a lot of them do. When they're talking about arrangements. So Denmark Productions, as far as a company, as we're getting now that I'm even judging live events now. We're also starting to get into basically coaching groups. I go out and I'll see them live and try to work with the groups to make their live show better. So they know, from an audience point of view, and same as from a listener's point of view, as a producer, when I'm listening to the material, I'm not married to it like they are. So I'm like a fresh set of ears or a set of eyes looking at them saying, here's some tips. Because again, I was on the road for a long time, but trying to make the bands more professional and trying to bring something fresh to the industry as well.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And if anybody would like to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
Well, the easiest way is our website at denmarkproductions.com. We're on Facebook. Just type in Denmark Productions. We'll come up. Google us at Denmark Productions. We're going to come up. You can reach us toll-free at 866-477-0399. Or email us at info@denmarkproductions.com.
That sounds awesome. Awesome. And thanks, Dennis, for talking to us today. And we were talking about the Halifax Plugged In 9. And thanks to Dennis, he gave us a few copies to give away. And if you'd like to get your hands on this compilation, just send us an email at radio@eastcoastonline.ca. And we'll send you out a free copy.
We're just about the end of our show, but don't worry. You can download it on iTunes as a podcast and listen to it over and over
and over and over and over and over and over.
You get the picture. You know you love us. This is East Coast Connection.